a prayer?
Sure. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to gather here today. And we ask you to fill our minds and our hearts with our staff and our children's interests. Lord, may our decisions that we make always be something that you are approve of. And we ask you to watch over all of us here today and our children and teachers as they go through their school year. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, there's no open forum since no one's here. We can skip that part, right?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, did everybody look at the consent agenda items?
Yes.
Do you have a motion to approve them?
As presented.
Motion by Trent, second by Benita. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. Okay, you want to give a roofing report?
Yes, just I don't know how many of you had your personal roofs held out. But did you were telling me? I don't think your roof got held out, did it? Ours did. You'll notice in town there's still many of them that have not been repaired or done. The only reason I'm bringing that up is we're continue to be in the queue. They are not moving very quickly. They moved on the gym because of an emergency and the cost to us and to them if the gym floor was damaged. But the rest of them, they're moving, but it probably will be a couple months before we even start it. So just I just want to keep you on the loop of what's going on, but it is not moving moving quickly. I guess they got so backlogged on all the damage from the last storm. But that's where we're at. As we get more closer to starting, I'll let y'all know. But as of right now, we're just in a holding pattern. So
how many buildings you got to do?
Or
are they still coming to look at it?
They'll do all the teacher cottages. They'll do the home ec cottage. I am not, because I haven't seen the report back. I don't think there's any, the elementary, the cafeteria, and the technology building should all be good. And they just did 2 years ago, the high school. So I think it's okay. So I think it's mostly those. But the ag, if y'all been out, for any of y'all that are showing, if you've been out there, we got some damage out there. We had some things that are going to have to be repaired and fixed out there. So there's still quite a bit for them to do.
Move on to the principals.
Thank you.
So,
for elementary and junior high, we have a total of 129 students, and then I've listed out how many is in each grade. We've had 12 enroll since the beginning of school, and we have 22 special education students. We have 36 students that are ESL. Our attendance rate since school started is 96.84%, and then we are having a competition for perfect attendance each 6 weeks, so we can award that winner. It's preheated, so it's something to you know, some kind of incentive to get the kids there. Tardiness has not really been an issue, so I'm thankful for that. Instructions, the junior high teachers are enjoying having longer teaching times for their math and their reading. It just allows them to be able to teach the curriculum the way it should, you know, enough time to teach it deeply instead of just skimming the top. So they are, and then they are monitoring already within their classroom. So like the reading teachers, they're doing the reading already so that they can look at the data and see what's going on there, as well as the math with the math teachers. And then the end of the first 6 weeks is next Friday. So cell phone lockers are working well. A lot of them aren't bringing it. I think we've only had one incident where it fell out of a locker. And so that was it. We've only had one. And I think most of them aren't even, they've told me, I'm not even bringing it. But there is more conversation going on in the cafeteria. It's loud in there, but they're talking, and then they go outside and they're playing games. I'm talking junior high, because because the elementary, they really never had them anyway. But the junior high, they're conversing with one another, and I think it's great. The new discipline plan, it's helped with the communication with parents. It's sent home every week so that they can see what's going on. The teachers will call if necessary before I do. We're going to have open house. We did have Meet the Teacher, but we're going to have some kind of open house, either a regular one or even like a book tasting or a book or something with a mat to where they can come in sometime in October so we can involve the community. And then we're still doing shout outs to the staff and the students. And then the rest is just upcoming events that y'all probably already know about. And then our beginning of the year testing will be done by October 10th. And then we're still going to do our data meetings, even though we don't have that day in September because of the calendar change. But we're still going to schedule those during their conference that first week of the new 6 weeks. So we'll still go through data. Okay. Any questions?
I really appreciate this.
Well, it's nice.
Well, I get to use Brad's printer. So. Yeah.
Are we up on enrollment? Are we down? Or
same? It's about the same as
it was.
So in high school, there's 89 total students, which is 218 total pre-K all the way through 12.
In the high school, you're counting.
Except 9 8
through 8.
So what's it going to be for...
What's 9 through 12?
UIL numbers.
We have here. I'll
will that put us under 85 or whatever?
No, I have is it the last time I checked, 68 is what I showed.
Oh, we're going to drop, aren't we?
No, the cutoff is...
We have 70.
Yeah, it's generally... UIL will have set the number. It has been 60 is what the cutoff is.
60 to 61.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I thought it was 85
for sure. Yeah,
we have 70 in the high school alone. So 8 through 12, we have 89. We have 19 eighth graders currently. ESL, we have 21%, which is 19. And special ed, we have 22 students, which is 25% of the high school. And that's 8 through 12.
I'm sorry not to interrupt. Your typical special ed population on average is 10%. So just to put that in perspective. So,
yes, sir.
Yeah, thanks.
We just had a new student come in, and so did they, mm-hmm. That is special ed. So anyway, there's that. Progress reports have already gone out. We'll have 6 weeks till end next week, as Shayla said. Attendance, I have 3 right now that I have to talk to. And so I just want to kind of go back to this. On the report, it says to the start of school. I'm just saying the start of school for me was very fuzzy, and y'all all know why. But the high school staff is awesome, and we couldn't have done it. I couldn't have done it without them. And so their support, and they're checking on the family, but keeping me going, hey, what do you need to do? But then also knowing that I'm not available at this point in time. They were great at doing that, and so I just want to brag on the high school staff. They're awesome. Cell phones, we've had a few, especially we had one move back in and wasn't there at the very beginning and knew the rules. There was one that tried to kind of bend the rules, and the teachers were the ones who caught that one. And we have homecoming coming up this week. So there we go. Y'all got any questions for me?
Well, Coach, you want to tell us about the start of the football season in cross country?
It's been fast and furious. Start of cross country, I'm not sure on all of it. I know the most of them all went Saturday to their first meet. The junior high boys went 2-1 because of this. The game got moved to Saturday. I think all the high school kids didn't actually go, but I know Tristan and Pete went, did a good job, competed for our junior high boys. Then they all went to Littlefield last week. Did a pretty good job. The boys, high school boys, it's Caleb's playing football this year, so he's, we got home at 12:30 and they left at 6. You know, and that's a harder day than he's ever had. So it's going to take him a while to build into that, getting ready for the the ones that matter, you know. But he's there. He was there this morning early. I saw him out. They had practice this morning, and so they're rocking and rolling, hitting the road running. Football's been fun, but it's, you know, struggle a little bit, but kind of expected it. You know, we had a little drop off, and just for mine on the defensive side, we've got one kid that's playing in the position that he played last year. One's, you know, a couple of them got experience, but they're in a, we've had to move kids to complete different roles and positions. It's going to take a little time for them to mesh when you make those changes, but they're getting it. There's, you know, you watch film and you see pieces and parts, you go, oh, there they are. And then you go, ooh, there he missed. And that's when it's a six man, it's a touchdown, you know.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's a process, you know. I had one come in 2-a-days, got hurt in that second scrimmage and broke his collarbone that we were kind of going to depend on, and froze down a little bit. Right now we're kind of slowly working him through it, not to hurt it where come district time it's still a lingering injury. So we're kind of, you know, I didn't play him at all on defense Friday night. Zero downs on defense, you know, and that hurt us just when you start having to move other kids in. So, I mean, it's been good. We got, I think we're at 22 now playing with Josh Tovar, moved back in, checked back into school, and Julian Alvarez, his last name Alvarez?
Yes.
Has come to us and said, hey, can I play? So we're at 22, and we get them.
It's good.
Rock and roll, and should be able to keep JV all year. Get those younger, less experienced kids some time on the field without getting beat up. And by the time we get to district, we're going to be fine.
Yes.
I'm excited about it. And, you know, I hate losing as much as anybody, but we'll figure it out and we'll get better and keep working at it.
Yes, sir.
On those numbers that, you know, you always think about football. It's usually right around 60 to 60, depending on how many schools drop down, how many of the small schools leave, don't field teams. So kind of looked at it early and went, you know, we were at 63 at one time. I'm like, ooh, we could be right on that border, but, you know, we've got some kids come in and move in and things like that. But it does affect the basketball too. You know, like last year and this year, we got that 101 number. So no matter what, we're the big school, we're going D1. But get into this new realignment, you know, we could bounce below somebody in our district. You know, less than Happy, less than Nazareth, we could be D2 in basketball. It could make a difference there too. Not when you start heading into the playoffs, you don't have to go play the big schools. You may get to play the smaller schools. Now, last year it went great. Nobody wanted to be in D2 because Jayton was sitting there in the region. Nobody wanted to play them. Everybody was hoping to be D1. But they're graduating a group, big old group, so who knows. But it doesn't just affect football. It affects basketball now. Once you get to the playoffs, you can be D2 and go play a smaller school all the way through. Now, track, it doesn't affect anything. You're 1A all the way through track and golf and all those crazy ones. But I'm glad we got our participation up.
Yeah.
I mean, from the last year, we had about 15 kids out there to 22 this year.
Yeah, that's a good number.
Got kids that came out that didn't play last year, and they're doing a good job. They really are.
That's exciting.
Got any questions for me? I don't know if I can answer them, but I'll try.
Okay. We'll move on to new. Thank you.
Thank you.
Move on to new business.
Guys, on this first one, this is something we do this time of year every year. This allows any of our kids that participate in 4-H or really does anything at all with our county extension agents, we can count them in attendance simply by the board adopting them as adjunct faculty members. It's nothing but good for us. It doesn't obligate us to anything for them. So,
okay. I motion we accept this adjunct.
Been moved by Tammy. Is there a second?
Second.
Jason, all those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Okay, our delinquent property bids, Denver.
Okay, so we have two delinquent property bids from the city. As you guys are aware, we have to approve, the city has to approve, then the county has to approve, but the city and the schools have to approve them first. anytime there's a property that taxes haven't been paid, people can have the opportunity to bid on them. So there are two properties, one to 311 Birch, the other to 308 South Date. And so we have bids on them. We typically approve those unless there's any concern or questions. And I, if you'd
this
like to see
high.
Them.
It's $8,000.
Would you, we can pass those down if you'd like to look at them. These are from the city.
I'd like to make sure they don't get one in there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we don't want to sell her property.
I don't know. She should be at the courthouse. We'll line it up for them. No? No
many? We had one last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. She was like, that's mine.
Yeah, I remember that. That should not have been, but...
Okay.
Where is it?
Yeah, it's right there. It's a block away from
the end of that room, right?
Okay, do we have to do these separate, or can we just make one motion?
No, ma'am. I'm sorry. They're on there separately, so we'll have to do. We'll have to have two different motions. Sorry about that.
Okay. We have a motion to
approve 311 Birch.
Moved by Clint.
I'll second it.
Second by Benita. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed, motion carries. How about 308 South Date?
Approve it.
Good motion by Benita. Is there a second?
I will.
Tammy, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion, all those opposed, motion carries. Okay. Did everybody get a chance to read this little Senate Bill 12 resolution? It's in your email.
How many people read every bit of it word for word?
I read it, and there's an out.
Those two probably did.
You know?
I know they did, but this board that got it on their little phones, I tried to read it. I'm not
How many times does it say?
You don't have a whole lot of choice. Yeah, I know. What's our responsibility here?
Yeah, you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
You have to pass it.
Close.
Yeah.
Yep. There's not, and you know,
the same one we did in training, right?
Yeah. That's the same one I showed you.
Yeah.
The part of it is, these are for larger districts that sometimes they have not been maybe as open with parents as they should or done things. You might have a teacher. I wish that they would allow for smaller schools to opt out. You guys all know, when have you ever heard of any one of these being an issue for a school like ours anywhere? We don't. You know, we're not going to help a kid transition. That's not, you know, that's never going to happen. But anyway, that's what this is about. But unfortunately, you really don't have really much choice in it. So
I move to adopt SB 12 resolution pertaining to parents' rights.
We have a motion by Jason. Is there a second? Benita, all those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed, motion carries. What's the Texas Summer Feeding Program, Denver?
Guys, because we provide free and reduced, all of ours are free breakfast, free lunch. They have a Texas, in the state of Texas, a summer feeding program. We have always opted for the waiver because of where we're located. Students do not come out here to eat because we're out here. So we just have to have a waiver approved, which they always approve it every year, but it's just a function we have to do. We have to ask for a waiver. The board has to approve it. So that's what that waiver is for.
I move to approve a waiver for the Texas Summer Feeding Program.
Second.
It's been moved by Jason, seconded by Trent. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. Okay, what's our adult lunch and breakfast meal prices?
So I have them here for y'all to look at. So it's $5.25 and $3.50. And if I have it here, if y'all would like to look at that, but that's what we're, it's slightly up for both of them. And it's all based upon contributions we get back or what the federal government says. This is what you're spending on them. So this is what you're going to have to charge. And so,
okay. And these are for people who come in?
These are folks that come in. Now, the one thing that is slightly different, if you ever come up, which we hope that you do, for Thanksgiving meal, we put more food out for that, so we charge a little bit more for it because we put more food out. But like if you wanted to come up and have lunch with your kid, that's what they would charge you to come up for, or breakfast.
That's what the teachers pay also, right?
We don't charge the teachers.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. I love that.
Yes.
After you left.
Just for me, right? She's going. We don't have to, yeah. Okay, well, I move we approve the adult and breakfast.
Been moved by Tammy. Is there a second? Second by Benita. All those in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. Okay, our district salary scale. This is.
I have them here. Now, of course, for obvious reasons, we just don't put these out there. You are most welcome to look at it. What we did this time around, which was complicated, y'all are aware the state provided raises for all the teachers. They did not provide for any other staff members. So essentially all of our teachers, because they qualify in the 5 years and above, received an $8,000 raise with the exception, or not the exception, but they have to factor in, we did not include the $5,000 stipend. So they'll realize a $3,000 raise for almost all teachers. The rest of the staff, we tried to give them a 3% raise, a cost of living raise. So we tried to, you know, make sure that everybody saw something. Because y'all can imagine if you just give one part of your staff a raise and not the rest, that's not a good practice.
We wouldn't want to do that.
No, we want to do
well,
that.
Well, there's the one teacher that was she was gonna make below what she made.
That's correct. Right. There's just one, and that's why I didn't mention her, but we made sure to make sure that she didn't receive less than she made last year. So.
Because it's kind of smoke and mirrors, because they backed them up a year.
They did.
Right, and then added 8,000. So, like, if you're year five, instead of getting the year five scale, you got the year four scale from last year with the 8,000 added.
That is correct.
But they pat themselves on the back really hard for doing what?
For a bunch of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like usual.
So how does that work with the ones that are retired already? Like, the teachers that are retired, there's like that's the actual from that's 24, 25, right?
This is for this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is for this year. So what do you mean the ones that are retired?
Like, for example, we have, they still come out of our budget and all that for the ones that are retired, the teachers that are retired? Am I looking at that right? Yeah.
Oh, like Sheila?
Yeah, like Sheila Johnson. What is, I guess am I asking a weird question or something?
No, she's still on. Maybe she was not supposed to be on there anymore.
She's not.
Oh, okay. No.
It says 24, 25 on the front.
Yeah.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. So I'm like, what is
that? Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's why she's still on there.
Oh, well, that would make sense. Forgive me. I'm sorry. I pulled this from Rosie's file. I must have, my apologies. Let's see. Sorry about that.
CSI over here.
She's over back. She's like, I got paid this year.
Hey, I'm coming back if that's the case. You can be retired, but you still get paid? Yeah. Yeah.
Why did she buy her name down?
Yeah, he was retired a year too soon, Tammy.
I know, man.
All right, sorry, I grabbed
the wrong one.
There you go.
They probably did that to you too. They took the lunches, you know. So. Oh, yes.
I'll just pass it around.
Oh, okay.
Thank y'all.
Okay.
So it's a thank you from the staff. Thank y'all for the cookies and the nice things y'all did to welcome them back. I should have mentioned this earlier. The calendars are from Philip York and First United Bank, so they're always nice to have. I use mine. They're kind of handy. So
there is a card. It's been signed, but it's in my school bag at home. I apologize. I put in my school bag. Like,
this bag?
That the big red one. Well, not even the one that rolls. It's just the one with my computer. I apologize.
It makes you feel better. I still have a graduation card to mail.
Well, that does make me feel a little bit better, but I'm pretty sure that I do too.
I always think of it like now when I'm not at home.
And usually it's always in my car.
The oatmeal cookies were the best.
Oh, gosh.
No, she didn't say that.
Who said you could cook?
And then eat this, and then they can switch us.
Well, I will feel really bad. So maybe Brad can take a picture of it, and I'll show it to you.
I'm not going in that bag. Are you crazy?
Were there leftovers on it?
I think they just stayed in there.
Yeah.
See Andrea's new purse that she's been rolling out? Might as well.
Delicious pick me up.
Yeah. But that said sugar cookies.
You want to sign in. Mm-hmm.
He just misread.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's just the stuff that I told him personally.
Oh,
they didn't want to hurt nobody's feelings, but I was like, I'm all about that.
Oh. Okay.
I probably fought off some people on the almond tea. Pretty sure. Through some elbows.
Almond green tea.
That almond green.
Yes. That almond milk. Yes. No, that's some good stuff.
Emma was the flavor mastermind of the tea. I called her and said, "We're coming in. This is what I need to do." She's like, "Can I do it for you?" And I was like, "Yeah, you can. Do it."
Tell her thank you.
That's a resolution.
Yeah, she did.
Look at Jean. She's got a friend that works there. She's like, and they do a point system. She's like, oh, you got me 2,000.
Is that? Has it been here?
Yeah.
She's like, that's like 2 free pounds.
Experience.
Thank you.
Best scribble.
I had a 12-hour shift today. Then I was supposed to work another 4. Then they canceled it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It was 10 o'clock. Then they asked me to go to 12:30. What do we actually need? I was going to work. And I already said no.
There's the front of the thank you card.
Okay, that says Brandon Ellis and Kathy Lostrom.
Let's see. And I think this thing one says buy.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you.
So, this is just a question on some certifications. If they're not certified, are they still getting paid as a certified teacher? Are they getting the bonus from the state?
They will for this year. They will not after this year. And so one of the things, it'll bump them down below even what they made prior to this. So for all of our teachers that are still working on that certification, which we have a few, it is critical that they get those things done and finished, or they will have a reduction in salary. And I don't want to, it's why we're going to make them aware and help them. We thank each one that we're aware of. We know they're close, and we know they're working on it. But that is setting out there. That's correct.
But the state is sending the money for them this year.
For the next 2 years, right?
I think it's just for this year. Yeah. I mean, that'd be something. Let me check on that. I'm thinking it's 1 year. It may be two, but I'm thinking it's just for this year. But it is that cutoff day is coming. So if they don't have it, then they bump them all the way. They take them several steps back. Yeah. Then they don't get, not to a para, but it's like the step zero. Then they do not get the raise, and it's not a good situation. And so we definitely want to help them get that done so they don't experience.
So this is described as a raise.
Yes.
So then next year, it'll be this number, and if they talk a raise, then it'll be additional to.
It'll be this number plus their next step. So that's it. Now we have been told, and we hope they'll continue to fund this, but like so many things,
it's not a continual raise every year. This is just a bump in there right now.
That's exactly it.
Basing it off of last year's step, adding $8,000, and carry on.
That's the new step.
That's the new step. And, you know, of course, we're trusting.
And if they're not certified, like you say, then they can possibly go back.
They can go back. I thought I'd heard this, that it's after this year. It may be 2 years, but it is, either way, it's coming, for them. So.
Well, it should.
Well,
I mean.
And it may, Rosie just told me that she thought the new steps were funded for the next 2 years.
They're funded for the next 2 years, but I was, I'll need to get clarification, because on the certification part, if bumping them back, I thought I heard it was for 1 year, but it may be for two. You know, that would be, you want to give them as much time, but that drop-off is coming. So if they're not certified, it's either a year or 2 years, they'll get bumped back. So, the unfortunate part is we do not have enough folks that go into teaching right now, and they're making it harder for retirees to come back in that we could use. They're making it harder for people that are pursuing a degree, for you to put them in. It's just difficult because we don't have enough teachers to cover as it is, and now we're doing things that make it even more difficult to put people and keep people in the classroom.
So, main thing that we are approving is the 3%. Everything else is what the state is.
What the state is providing, that is absolutely.
We're, as a board, are giving the 3% to everybody else.
We are. That's the most. Now, you still have to adopt it, even though the state's
doing it.
But that
but
is
that's
correct.
That's what we're able to do.
Yes.
Because that's not even required. I mean, that's what
it's
we're
not.
Doing.
That's correct.
Gotcha.
So is the state funding this for 2 years, $8,000 each year, or is this
for 2 years?
This year?
No, it's
That's
for 2 years.
See, that's, to me, sounds like it's a stipend, or the what we've been doing is how y'all are talking about it.
Well, they're really good about funding stuff and putting an end on when they fund it, and then we got to come up with the money after that.
That's the way I'm not.
It's like.
It's how you interpret it.
Yeah, I see what he's saying, because it's after that, it's either we take it away or it's on us.
Well, I don't think we can take it away.
But we do have to.
But then it's our responsibility
to come up with the money.
Well, that's what they've done before. Yes. Yeah. They'll fund them the first, you know, biennium, then they don't fund them again, which is, you know, very unfair. But
so I guess, what we got to do here, we got to approve that?
Yes.
I'll make that motion to approve this salary scale for 25-26.
Size.
Are you going to have enough? If we,
yeah, well, yeah, because we got, yeah, we got Cy, Tammy, and Benita. So that's, and me. Okay, but so Cy, Tammy, and Benita will vote. And it's been moved by Cy, seconded by Tammy. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I heard three ayes. Motion carries.
And three abstain.
Hey, guess what? Let's adjourn.
Seconded by Trent.